About 34 teams are taking their mandatory 24-hour break in Takotna during this year's Iditarod sled dog race. The church and other buildings are filled with sleeping mushers. Two Rivers musher Allie Zirkel was the first to reach the checkpoint late last night. She says so far she hasn't had any surprises.
Luckily nothing, which is why I've had a smooth run. Nothing has jumped out at me. Nothing has really taken me by surprise. My leader, Keto, has made the perfect decisions. There were wrong trails in different directions, and she always took the right trail, and we have had a smooth ride. The last 2 hours into here, I did carry a dog, so that slowed me down a little bit. But other than that, we have had just a perfect ride to here, which is why I'm in the place I am.
Zirkel says her dogs might also be doing well because they are so lightweight. They aren't as likely to punch through the soft snow as the larger dogs. Zirkel will leave a little after 1 a.m. on Thursday morning, a few minutes behind Mitch Seavey. Their times have been adjusted to take into account when they left Willow. Seavey says he's much further ahead in the standings this year than he usually is at this point in the race. This year he's prioritizing not only his dog's health and longevity, but also his own. He's taking more naps.
I got a half-hour nap one place and a two-hour nap another place, and I feel like a different person. I can think, I can move around, I can remember stuff. So, yeah, I'm really trying to take care of myself and not work so hard on the sled, not run and ski pole and pedal. If these 16 ponies can't haul my little behind up a hill, then I got the wrong dog team. So I just let them do their job, and then I'm better doing my job when we get to a stop and take care of them.
Defending champion John Baker also says he's doing better at this stage in the race than normal.
It's actually gone smoother for me this year than most of the other years. I'm used to being here in between 10 and 20th position and a little bit behind with lots of time to make up, so things went smooth this year, so I'm in good shape here.
But he says his large dogs are in lower spirits because of the warm temperatures.
As it gets cooler, they're probably a little bit more comfortable, but I don't mind the warm temperatures. It sure fits for me better than the cold.
Longtime musher Dee Dee John Rowe says the weather is having mixed effects on her team and the trail. She says the snow has been helpful so far, but the wind has caused problems. And she ran into trouble before Nikolai and broke her sled.
Well, for me, the most difficult, where I've had the most trouble, was around Tin Creek. And I busted a runner there, and I mean, the dogs were just like ping-ponging me off the trees out there. And it was on dirt, so you couldn't really hold the sled back. And I had 16 dogs that felt really good about running there. So, you know, that was really terrifying. To be honest, there's no ride at Disney that can compare to the adrenaline rush of trying to get through that part of the trail.
Every musher is required to take a 24-hour rest and must also stop for 8 hours in White Mountain. The Boozers, Martin and Roan, pushed through Takotna and are resting 23 miles down the trail in Ophir.